Mike Link and his wife. He's with his wife, Kate Crowley. And they, we had them on several months ago, and they are walking around Lake Superior.
Oh, very good.
And as a matter of fact, they are currently up in Rossport, and Mike joined us by phone from there right now. Mike, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Well, hey, it's great to be with you. Here we are on the northern part of the lake, and looking forward in a little bit to turning south and starting your way.
Now, just so we can fill folks in a little bit, you and Kate set out on a walking tour of Lake Superior, what, about, was it 4 months ago?
April 29th.
April 29th. May, June, July. Almost four.
We have been out now for 106 days and 1,164 miles.
Wow.
And continuing to be inspired by this wonderful lake.
And as I recall, before you set out when we visited, you were going to try and walk as close to the lake wherever you were as possible. Have you been able to do that pretty much, or how close have you been able to stay to Lake Superior?
We've actually been on the shore for by far the majority of days, although today we were on Highway 17, the transcontinental, trans-Canadian highway up here, in a rain and fog. we actually had one point, the fog suddenly got so thick it was a little bit frightening because we saw that the trucks were picking us up at very late and then veering to their left as we were staying, of course, as far over as off the highway as we could. But nevertheless, today was one of those days that was a little bit less than our desirable. Yesterday, we were on the very lake shore, walking into Rossport on some broken, sharpened boulders and some bedrock beds and some gravel and some sand and a whole variety. And it was as hot and humid as we've had the whole trip. So, I mean, we get our variety in every way.
We sure do. Now, are you backpacking or are you just hiking, and are you supported with your gear and so forth with others?
We are supported. Okay. We're supported. I'm too old for that backpack stuff. Especially my knees, my goodness, they're grumbling every night as it is. So we do, like today we did a 20-kilometer or 12-mile trek down the highway in this rain and stuff. It felt good to get to see the end of that day. We're looking to be down to Duluth on September 18th, and I think we're going to be in your area around the 10th of September, and we'll be back again for the North House Unplugged.
Sure.
So we're going to look forward to doing some celebration in Grand Marais of the trek here as we both as we're ending it and after we're done.
Well, as a matter of fact, I believe North House is one of the sponsors of the Full Circle Superior Expedition. And
sure are.
Now, tell me this. What about physically? How have the two of you held up, as you say, knees, ankles, all the rest of that? And roughly, how many kilometers or miles do you try and go each day, Mike?
Well, today, this is kind of, now we've broken it down to where we're trying to do 12 to 13 miles a day. We were actually doing more than that in Michigan side. But part of this is a compromise now because, to be honest, my knees are wearing out. We knew when we started this that I was probably going to have knee replacement after it was done. And I spend a lot of nights arguing with my knees about whether I should sleep or they should be have the spotlight. And so this knee stuff, these joints, they just don't respond to very much medicines or my arguments. I mean, I think I put forth some fairly good arguments. Don't listen.
No, I know exactly what you mean. They seem to develop minds of their own, don't they?
Oh, boy. And, you know, they don't speak as much during the day. They like to talk at night.
That's exactly right. Well, given that, I suppose Kate, of course, is ready to go every morning and dragging you along.
She is. Her body is holding up much, much better than mine. It's kind of discouraging for me. You know, I'm the one who's supposed to have been the outdoor guy and everything that all these years and leading all these hikes. Kate just keeps on going every day, and I have to keep up with her.
Well, some of these experiences are meant to teach us humility, I think.
Got it.
Now, are there occasions, did you have the occasion then to take a day off once in a while, or have you been on the road just about every day?
We've been pretty steady since Sault Ste. Marie. That was the we took off 4 days at the Sioux, which was the halfway mark. We had to coordinate our schedule so that we could be there for the June 26th, the one day, the last Saturday of June, annually, that they close the bridge for half the day for people to walk across the International Bridge.
Oh, right.
And we had our grandchildren and our daughters meet us there. It was a wonderful occasion. We took 4 days off there.
Oh, great. I want to remind our listeners we're visiting with Mike Link, who, along with his wife, Kate Crowley, are walking around Lake Superior. They're currently up in Rossport, matter of fact, at the Rossport Inn, and they'll be working their way around this side of the lake for the next month and be in Grand Marais sometime around the 10th of September. Now, I know that it isn't just a walk. You're documenting stuff, of course, meeting lots of people. What do you plan to, with all the experience that you've had, what do you plan to do with that, Mike?
Well, we will write a book. Mm-hmm. We do want to catalog ours. We've put a lot of the interviews on YouTube. If people can go to our either FullCircleSuperior.org website or to our Full Circle Superior Facebook page, they are to YouTube and put Full Circle Superior. They can collect a lot of the interviews. We have really tried to archive as much of the people and attitudes around the lake as possible. And a lot of also we've been collecting surveys, and people can go onto our website and complete these surveys as well, of people living and using Lake Superior. And we're doing this with the Natural Resource Research Institute out of the University of Minnesota, Duluth. They're coordinating all of the documents and the research, and we worked actually with 7 universities to put this research together.
Hmm.
But that'll give a great perspective on the human side of the lake experience. And then we also will have these photographs and notations of streams and what we call point samples around the lake that will be reference points that people can go to anytime in the future and go to the same longitude, latitude, and compare and see what changes, if any, have transpired. And we've already, we've been able to see and document through both the discussion and photography a lot of changes that have transpired as our lake levels are at record lows.
Uh-huh.
As the warm temperature out in the lake is allowing for algal growth along the shorelines that we wouldn't normally expect to see in Lake Superior. We're seeing a lot, so we feel like we're really coming at a pivotal time, and the information that we're gathering we're going to give to all 7 of the universities that have been associated with us.
Now, when you say that you've been documenting the people and attitudes around
yes.
the lake, give me an example of what you mean by documenting attitudes.
Well, part of it is in the surveys that we've done, which are about both what people know and how people feel about the lake. But then as we have been doing these video interviews, we've been allowing people to tell their own story. And you know, an awful lot of the time, I think statistics are good and the survey is excellent, but allowing people the chance to express their own feelings about the lake and their concerns about the lake is something that we've seen to be almost empowering for people. They're anxious to be able to tell their own story. They it's like, finally, somebody's listening to what I think.
Mm.
And so we have created this video archive, which is, again, going to be available after we get done. We're gonna share a lot of our materials with a lot of places. You can really see, and we've done that in every place we've gone. Every day we've done an interview, at least one. So we have an awful lot of them as we've come around the lake, a lot of insights, people who have a variety of experiences, from the superintendent of Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore to Indian, Lance, Indian in Michigan who is a professional fisherman to bikers that we met yesterday that are biking across Canada. Just a whole lot of different perspectives that are together. And no judgment, just collecting their stories.
Sure. With all of that going on, I'm amazed that you found any time to do very much walking.
It's the sleeping that gets left out, I think.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Now, are you staying in hotels and homes? Are you camping?
We have an RV. Most of the night
we're in an RV. That's right.
You know, the Rossport Inn was good enough to give us a night, and Kate and I, this is a tremendous pleasure for the two of us to just have an evening alone and out of the RV and you know, just relax
sure.
in another setting. That has been very nice. And we've had a few places around the lake that have been willing to give us a night's sleep. But most of the time we're in the RV with our young woman who's driving from Cromwell, who's driving us around, and her dog, Sheena, then we get joined periodically by other people. We've got a young man from Singapore who's put our website together. He's joined us this week.
Oh, okay.
And every once in a while, we got somebody that jumps out on the trail and leads us around.
I was going to ask, do people see you and think or ask if they can walk a ways with you?
Oh, absolutely. One of the best ones was an orthopedic surgeon. I didn't even know who he was until he got out, and then we started talking about my knee problem. He ended up writing me a prescription.
You're probably seeing him sooner or later.
Well, he did tell Kate, he said, I don't think Mike's going to make it. So,
oh, is that right?
So I'm going to have to send him a note here on September 18th.
That's right. What, in just a few minutes that we've got left, Mike, I know you've got dinner coming up, and I don't want to interrupt that, but what has been, in the trip so far, what has been the biggest surprise, either positive or not positive, the biggest surprise to you as you've gone around the lake?
The biggest surprise for me has been the lack of large animals, particularly moose. I thought I'd see a moose by now. I mean, 106 days and 1,164 miles, I've seen moose tracks. I have seen a dead moose. I've seen the skeleton of a moose. I have yet to see a moose, and that's my biggest disappointment. Moose are my favorite species.
You got to get further away from the road.
So that you know, just the lack of large mammals, and that has been a big surprise and a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
I think another surprise is the gray jays. I mean, you're in gray jay country, or should have been, and up here it should have been. But that West Nile disease that came back, came through a few years ago and hit the corvids, has left us. We have not seen a gray jay on our hike. That is a shock to me.
Yeah, I would say.
Now, on the other hand, I mean, some of the positive things has just been how wonderful the people have been, and how many people are running down to the shore to see us and to greet us and to wish us well, or even better, to ask us to come up and have a brew.
Oh, that's great. We have been visiting with Mike Link. Mike and his wife, Kate, are walking around Lake Superior. They're currently up in Rossport. Folks can catch up with you and Kate via the internet by going, tell me the website again.
It's fullcirclesuperior.org.
Fullcirclesuperior.org.
Yep. And people can also find Full Circle Superior on both YouTube and on Facebook.
Okay, great. Well, for sure, around the 10th, be sure, before you get here, give us a call so we can get together.
Absolutely. Well, we have a lot of support from the East Bay Suites and the Lake Superior Training Post, and from the, Kelly and Lonnie Dupree, and from the North House North Folk House. I always say that wrong. I apologize to Greg and everybody there. Grand Marais is one of the places we just feel is one of the most special places on the whole lake. So we're looking forward. It's kind of like coming home when we come through there. And Bob, it's been wonderful talking with you and to share our stories.
Well, thanks so much. Say hi to Kate and take care of your knees.
I will try.
Okay.
Bye now.
Take care.